And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, robbing the rich and keeping the dough, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul V. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And I think it's time for a sensible party. Well, you're listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Tim Loud and the Psychotronic Men and a track called Sensible Party from a new EP they brought out. Two distinct artists, Tony. Revenge of the Psychotronic Man being one of them and Tim Loud being the other. They did a short tour, I believe, in Europe recently, and in a drunken conversation said, we should get together and do something. And they did. They brought out an EP. Three tracks. It's out now. So rather than ask you what Tim Loud's or Revenge of the Psychotronic Man's website is, I thought I'd ask you what the website is of the label they're on, which is TNS Records.
TNSRecords.co.uk?
Simple as that. TNSRecords.co.uk. And it's a really good... I say it's a really good. I've only heard two of the three tracks for some reason. Well, I know why, actually. Now, you might be able to explain this. I could only listen to two of the three tracks from this EP, Tony.
Okay.
I couldn't get the third one downloaded because the title was too long.
Right.
Right, now why is that, Tony? Because it's like Tim Loud and the Psychotronic Men, and then the name of the EP, which is Some of These Men Are From Stoke. Right. And then the title after it, which was long, and it was too... So why would that be?
Some web browsers and file systems have file name limits. A file name can be anything of 255 characters, but if you save it into a subfolder, sometimes that can count. So depending on where you save it, that might have a problem. Some web servers won't even serve things with too long file names. Depends on the combination of the browser and the OS. Try saving it in a different folder.
I don't expect a web server to be so uppity, quite frankly.
I know, it's terrible.
Anyway, it makes it Tony 1, poorly beat, and the internet 0. I've got some additional material for you, Tony.
Okay.
Now, if you have a joke or poem for me, please do email poorlyb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. But what I've got this week for you is a press release.
Right.
Which concerns some of the music we're going to be playing over the next month or so. I'm going to read this out as is.
Okay.
Post-punk was a belated term adopted to describe the creative outpouring of largely independent music which flourished in the wake of the punk explosion. Named after a lyric from Magazine's groundbreaking hit Shot by Both Sides, To the Outside of Everything tells a musical story of how the UK's post-punk scene evolved from the spirit of 1977 and the arrival of key labels such as Fast, Rough Trade, Zoo, Factory and Cherry Red. It includes landmark singles, from Joy Division, Pill, Wire, Gang of Four, The Slits, Killing Joke, Echo and the Bunnymen, Scritti Politti, The Pop Group, Human League, The Fall, Alternative TV, Tubeway Army, Adam and the Ants, Joseph K, The Teardrop Explodes, Gristle, The Psychedelic Furs, Theatre of Hate, The Birthday Party, The Associates, Fire Engines and Ultravox, and loads more actually. It boasts a lengthy essay and band-by-band histories by ex-NME journalist Neil Taylor, with a lavishly illustrated 48-page booklet, which I have read, by the way, and is brilliant. It's created by the same Cherry Red team behind such previous acclaimed box sets as Scared to Get Happy, which we featured, Millions Like Us, Still in a Dream, Action Time Vision, which we featured, etc, etc. And you can find out more via cherryred.co.uk. The importance of this is, Tony, there's about 100 tracks on it. Last year, we featured Action Time Vision, the punk compilation, at great length over 3 months. This time around, we're going to do it a little bit differently. Rather than doing a special and then playing one song each week for about the next 20 weeks, I think it worked out, this time around we're going to play 5 songs a week for 4 weeks in among all the other stuff. So it's going to be a real mixture of old and new up to Christmas. Does that sound okay?
That sounds good to me.
In an interesting twist, Tony.
Huh?
We're going to do it in alphabetical order.
Okay. Nice.
So what I've done is I've picked my, not necessarily my top 20, but the 20 I think you'll enjoy the most. So it's not the 20 best known bands, it's just 20 of the tracks that I've liked from the thing. And we're going to do them 5 a week, 4 a month, hopefully in alphabetical order.
Right.
And we're going to play 2 of them now. So the first 2, it being alphabetical order, start with
A.
You're absolutely right. And 2 tracks, both starting with A. Stay tuned for the Au Pairs, or Au Pairs if you'd rather, with a track that I'm sure you'll like. But first up, Tony, who better to kick this thing off with than post-punk darlings Adam and the Ants? There's one of their tracks on this box set. I mean, they could have picked so many, but they picked one that featured on Adam and the Ants' first recognised album, Dirt Wears White Socks. And I love it. And it's actually a song that we did harmonies on with some Adam Ant tribute stroke impersonators about 10 years ago.
We've got history with this. Yeah, we do.
If you remember, yeah.
I do.
I don't think we played the song before. We might have played the song before. I don't know. I don't think we have. Anyway, we're going to play it now. What I'd like to know is, and Adam Ant is still touring, or rather started touring again a few years ago. And in early 2018, he's going to be touring the singles that he brought out, presumably all of them, around the US, and there's certainly a few dates in Florida in early February. More information of that possibly next year. What I'd like to know though, Tony, is what is Adam Ant's website? And you've got 2 shots at this.
AdamAnt.com?
It's Adam-Ant.com or Adam-Ant.com. What's the other one?
AdamAntTheAnts.com?
Adam-Ant or -ant.net. Oh, and once you go to either one of them, you get the choice to go to the other one. I'm afraid I didn't look at either long enough to realise what the differences are. But I'm sure they are different. Otherwise, what would be the point?
Exactly.
Exactly. Paulie the Internet one, Tony one. As I say, stay tuned for Au Pairs. First up, though, Car Trouble.
We'll be right back.
Right, you're listening to Planet Smashers Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Au Pairs, or the Au Pairs, if you prefer, and a track called You. Au Pairs, Tony, all the way from Birmingham.
Right.
And as featured on the compilation that we're playing five tracks from this week by Cherry Red Records. What is... they have a Facebook page. What is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Au Pairs Official.
Facebook.com/O-Pairs-13622230104.
Why is that, Tony?
I said D4 URL. I'm not sure that's an official page, but it is the one where you can find out about Au Pairs or the Au Pairs if you would like to. A groundbreaking band from Birmingham, Tony.
Cool.
How many groundbreaking bands from Birmingham can you name?
The Black Sabbath Birmingham area. The Black Sabbath count, they must do.
Black Sabbath do count, arguably the first heavy metal band.
UB40?
Yeah, I'm not sure how groundbreaking they were, but I'm certainly sure. Big, yeah. In fact, the half of Birmingham's in UB40. There's that joke, isn't it? And every time UB40 go on tour, the unemployment level in Birmingham drops by 50%. No.
I don't think I can think of many more.
No, I can't. I was just asking on the off chance you knew.
Okay.
I thought of Sabbath, and you came straight in there with Sabbath, and that's absolutely fair enough. If you know a groundbreaking band from Birmingham that we haven't mentioned, why not email paulieb@punkyradio.com, tiny email. I know a groundbreaking band from Birmingham, and I look forward to hearing no replies next week.
No.
Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
Yeah.
Thank heavens for that. That means it's time for...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that, Tony.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do pop along, leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Do like the page. We are now 7 away from 1,000, I think.
Oh, are we? It's gone up one since I last looked.
Yeah, I think 993, I think we're on now.
993.
Slowly but surely. We'll get there probably by Christmas.
That's almost 7 a year.
I know, it's terrible, isn't it? Yeah, it is. I think we've been on Facebook at least 10 years.
I don't mean that. What is it? It's about 80 a year, is it? That's not bad.
But yeah, so if you are on there, do like the page if you haven't liked us before, and do leave us a comment. We haven't had much from you this week. In fact, the only comment I could find is not really at us, but more about us. But I'm taking it, is what I'm doing. Porn Scars have written about us. They said, we have only just managed to get free of our chains and leave the dark, damp basement in order to breathe in some fresh air and realise that we were played on the Punky Radio Halloween show. Once you too have also adapted to your newfound freedom, you can have a listen and download the show from punkyradio.com.
What a very good idea.
That was a very nice comment. I thought it was worth reading out in lieu of other comments. But thanks, Porn Scars.
And we have united fans and bands across the lands there.
We are.
As well, because members or a member of Porn Scars went to see the Bleach Boys in Berlin last week.
Oh, really?
And they said hi and hands across the ocean, mate.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone was very excited.
Oh, it works. It works. Yeah, it only took 12 years. Great.
On a very small level. But it sounds like the Bleach Boys gig was great. I know that John was moaning about the fact people were smoking inside, which is something we were talking off air just now. Mm. People still smoke in bars in Berlin, even though it's not legal.
They've rebelled. The whole country has. Even in Cologne, it's great.
It just makes me feel so German, Tony. I'm thinking I might have made the wrong vote. In 2016. When was it? June? May or June 2016? Whenever that
Yeah,
was.
Yeah. It feels like about 20 years ago.
Yeah, I'm starting to think I should have voted Remain time.
Oh, no. Oh, well.
It's just too late. To think that would be the thing that swung it for me. So anyway, that's it, yeah?
It is it, yeah, yeah.
So that concludes.
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that, Tony.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
Oh, I don't know whether you are familiar with the band Bound Slug, Tony.
You know, I'm not.
I certainly wasn't until this afternoon. Mm. This is a psychobilly punk and roll all the way from East Finland. Now, the minute that the press release says East Finland, I immediately think of the Russian border.
Right.
Because if it's East Finland, it's that way, isn't it? It's very, very close to the Russian border. And the Finns have had a difficult time with the Russians over the year, who keep encroaching. They haven't encroached recently. They've been a little bit busy looking east themselves. But anyway, Bounsog have got a new album out called Circus in Town. It may even be their first, and it was produced by someone from the Brains. So it's got a bit of a pedigree, this one. I've had a listen right through it, and well, I'm just going to play a track and see what you think. There's I think they would describe themselves more as kind of psychobilly horror punk, and certainly a lot of the stuff on this album would have fitted in very well to our Halloween show a fortnight ago.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, let's see what you think of this. First up, what is Bounslug's Facebook page?
facebook.com/Bounslug.
It is. But hang on, what's the score now? That makes it 2-2, doesn't it? That makes it Desmond.
Have I got any right so far?
Yeah, you got the first one right.
Okay.
It's Tony 2, Bully Bean Internet 2, and this is Call from the Pit. Listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks, Dean. You've done such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
It's fitting we should play Cemetery Surfers after playing Bounslug's Call from the Pit. And we will be playing something else from that album in, well, I don't know when it'll be, but it'll be in a few weeks' time, certainly. It'll be before Christmas. Tony, did you do anything last week?
I don't think I did.
Right.
No. What did you get up to?
Good job I did. Enough for five of us then.
In it.
Yeah, so Blast Off Festival was in Nottingham last week. I was very, very pleased about it. Excited, I'd go as far as to say when I found out about it. The festival ran over 4 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday. I was there every night and I saw every band.
Nice.
Well done, mate. I also appear to have drunk every beer and spoken to every single person there. I had a right old time of it, Tone. Thursday night, I'm going to try and get this right. Thursday night featured... And you know what? I'm now struggling with the very first band.
Okay.
Lunatic. Right. So, the first... What was the first band I saw on the Thursday? The second band were Kings of Hong Kong. They were excellent. Really liked them. And the third band were the Hip Shakes.
Oh, okay.
Were good. They were young lads doing gigs. Kings of Hong Kong, old fellas in Zorro masks.
Nice.
Really going. Kings of Hong Kong had a more psychobilly, garagey edge to them. Hip Shakes were more, I don't know what you call them, garage rock, I suppose. But who were the first band, Tony?
Don't know.
I've got 10 views. It will come back to me. Anyway, that was that night. And that was at Rough Trade. And we've already mentioned the Rough Trade label in the show, but that was at Rough Trade, which is a venue that we like, isn't it?
I've not been, but I've heard great things about it, so yes.
Excellent record shop downstairs, good venue upstairs, well thought out. So you walk in to the bar, get a drink, and then it's one of those. Every time that I've been there, as soon as the band starts, everyone just gets up and goes into the room where the band are and go near the front. It's really good. It's got a great the whole attitude and vibe to it is in keeping with keeping live music going. Anyway,
cool.
So that was there on Thursday. On the Friday night and the Saturday, in fact, the festival moved to the iClub, which is now called the Irish Centre again. And the Irish Centre, Tony, was somewhere, I don't know whether you went when you were a student, because you were a mature student, but I went there when I was a student. I went to the Irish Centre pretty much every Wednesday night.
Yeah, I know.
Because it was student night, and it was mental. And going back there brought back a lot of memories, particularly as the layout hasn't changed. So the same staircase, it was not the same staircase, but the same layout of staircase was there. Now, the thing about that staircase is that as you walk in, it used to be the cloakroom would be there. Then the staircase would up to where the club night and the bar were. But that staircase was somewhere where on more than one occasion, I hid under those stairs from women. Anyway, that was 25 years ago. What happened this weekend, there were no women for me to hide from, because at the time I didn't know any there. I knew a few, but not like that. And that one was billed as being the Fuzz Tones headlining with the Evil Tones, the Fusilis, and Kaleidoscope on before them. However, the Fuzz Tones didn't show up, Tony.
Oh, dear.
It's very disappointing. There were several reasons or rumours as to why they weren't there. The point is, they weren't there. Fortunately, the Evil Tones and the Fusilis were fantastic. So it was great. Kaleidoscope weren't my thing. They were slow psychedelic weirdness by old people.
Okay.
A lot of other people liked them, which is absolutely fair enough. And I got home from there about 2 a.m. I suppose. On Saturday, I went down there again, very excited. And on the Saturday, I had several reasons to be excited about the Saturday, Tony.
Okay.
Not only were Muck and the Myers playing, that we played on the show before, and the Pretty Things, who were the British garage rock inventors, or certainly the people who inherited garage punk from the US and made it big here, they were on last. But the Hangy Five were on, Tony.
Right.
And the Hangy Five were a band that I saw in Sardinia in 2010, and they're from Sardinia. And I got in touch with them last week and said, hey, I'm going to be at this gig. And they went, fantastic. So I met up with them, had a beer with them after the show, and they were great. They were fantastic. It seemed only right that I'd seen them in their town.
True.
And now I've seen them in my town.
Mm.
So technically, I could retire from seeing the Hangy Five until one of us moves, but that would be childish. That was a Saturday night. Again, there was a band on at the start that I can't remember who it was. Oh, the Corettes, Tony.
Right.
They were a really, really good two-piece band that are... she's from Brazil, he's from Denmark. They're going out with each other, and they're brilliant. And they rock. That was them. The last night, Tony, was actually a sort of late afternoon, evening show back at the... back at Rough Trade. And it features, again, two bands I haven't seen before, one of which is quite new, one of whom's been going for a long time. The ones that were quite new are the Girl Fridays, that had come down from Edinburgh, and they were really good fun and had a real sort of Crampsy vibe about them, but also being all girl, the harmonies were reminiscent of the Delmonas, Tony.
Right.
Yeah. Last band on, and so, thus the last band at the festival, were the Laundrettes, who are almost all girl. They're 4/5 girl garage band, remarkably well known in Norway, they are Norwegian from Oslo, yeah. And played all over the world and got a great big history and are lovely people, because I had a chat with them after the show as well, because it was so informal. The last night of the festival was so informal that everyone was just kind of in amongst each other the whole time. So I am looking forward to seeing them again in Oslo before very long. And of the bands I've mentioned, we are going to be playing quite a few on the show, I hope, in the next few weeks. I'm waiting on some new material from them.
Oh, excellent. Cool.
Yeah. All in all, a fantastic time. I also hung about with Paul Manchester, Tony, who is one third of Dirty Water Records. And what a right laugh he is.
Excellent.
He's a really good bloke. So, yeah, we chatted about all things garage punk, and I also told him about a few bands he hadn't heard of. So, you never know, he might have a listen to them at some point. And best of luck, if you are listening, Paul, best of luck at New Year. Yeah. All in all, fantastic festival. Thanks very much to the people that put it on. It wasn't hugely attended.
Right.
It wasn't packed, which was a real shame. But hopefully, if they do it again next year, it will grow and there'll be more people there. But if they don't do it next year, it was good while it lasted.
Fair enough.
Right. That's what I did last week, Tony.
That sounds quite a lot.
I'm still training. We're going to play another track now. This is in the From the Vaults section. It is From the Vaults, and it's an old track. It's on the new Cherry Red compilation that's out that we've already told you all about. Band called Big in Japan, Tony. Now, there was a band called Big in Japan that had a hit with Big in Japan in the 1980s. I don't think this is these, or if it was, it was a later incarnation of them.
Right.
This band, Big in Japan, famous, according to the Liverpool Echo...
Wow.
Because they were a super group the wrong way around, in that every single person in the band went on to be in a big band. And it features members of all sorts. I'm not going to give it all away, because it's worth you doing some research yourself to find out. I will just say that the song you're about to hear features Holly Johnson, later of Frankie Goes to Hollywood, on bass.
Wow.
So they've got a really interesting history. There were some bands in Liverpool that were so jealous of them, they actually put up a petition in a record shop to get them to split up. and the petition was put up by Julian Cope. Full laugh, Big in Japan signed a petition themselves, but they still didn't get enough people there for it to go through. So they stayed together for another few months, but they weren't together very long. Anyway. I'm waffling on about all this and giving you loads of information about them because they haven't really got a website, Tony.
Okay.
So what I thought I would do, in order for you to get the point, possibly, is I thought I'd ask you, can you name any band's website?
Alcorock.com.
Do you know what? I was actually hoping you'd say that. I thought, I wanted to say his own band, and you did. Yes, it is, alcoholrock.com. I'll give you the point for that. Alcohol, a very similar band, Big in Japan, of course, and all the three members went on to bigger and better things.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah, kind of.
Anyway, point is, I'll give you the point. Tony 3, Paul the Internet 2. This is Big in Japan, Suicide a Go-Go.
Go, go, the body's all fluffy, she
You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Big in Japan, Suicide a Go-Go. And I have now checked the blast-off lineup for the first artist that I saw that I couldn't remember. And I'm ashamed of myself. It was an absolutely brilliant one-man garage rock and roll guy, really, called Leadfoot T. Originally from Swindon, now living in Sweden. He resides in Malmo now, and he's absolutely brilliant. And he was there the next night as well, and me and him had a really good chat. And he's going to be sending us a track that I heard on the night that I really want to play on the show, which is called Underpants Hop.
Oh, nice.
And he was great. And if you get the chance to see Leadfoot T, go and see Leadfoot T. Absolutely brilliant. All right, I've sorted that out. Tony.
Yes.
Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guy.
Woo-hoo-hoo. Yep. Thanks for your gigs. If you do have any gigs, don't forget, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where they're playing, how much is it to watch them play. If you send me the Facebook event, you may qualify for Punky Gig of the Week, which is we're on our fourth week now. It's steadily growing. It's like a snowball run down a hill. It's getting there.
It gets noticed.
It does. So this week I've only got one gig. And it's at a venue I've not been before, but I've heard of. So this Saturday, November the 18th, it's JT Saws in Snenton.
I do not know that venue either.
Carl mentioned it a few times. It's kind of a small place. It's not in the back alleys, but it's in one of the back streets, and it's quite small, and it's just quite independent. But it's getting quite popular with some of the bands. So there's an Adventure Mayhem Promotions Presents night. The Social Club are playing, but You Want Fox are playing as well.
Oh, excellent.
Who we know. And Buenos Treehouse and Los Fatso Libres.
When's that? Is that this Saturday?
This is Saturday night.
Excellent.
£5 in advance, £6 on the door, and it's bring your own beer.
Blimey.
Yeah. Interesting venue. It's one of the places if my band would have actually played a gig, we would have been playing there probably our first or second gig. It was on the cards, but anyway.
Right.
But so JT Saws, somewhere in St. Enton. If you go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Punky Radio, there is an event on there you can have a look at.
If I'm free on Saturday night, I might go to that.
Worth checking out. Yeah.
I should take my own beer.
Do it.
Yeah, I will, yeah.
But that's all I have.
In lieu of a girlfriend. In that case, that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guy.
Keeping it local.
Hey, guess what?
What's that?
There's a new album out by Voice of Addiction. They're a band we've featured on the show several times before. They are Chicago socially conscious punk rockers, Tony.
Right.
And they've got a really good new album out, which you can find out more about via their website, which is
voiceofaddiction.com.
It is. It's Tony for Poorly Being on the Internet 2, and this is Lockwood. Listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Voice of Addiction and Lockwood. Did I mention they're from Chicago?
You did. Yep.
Well, I have done again now. We will play something else from them in the next few weeks. What's are you doing anything this week, Tony?
I don't think so. It's quite a heavy work week. Trying to get stuff to finish at the end of November. So pushing on.
Well, if I find myself available on Saturday night, where was that gig again? JT
Saw. I think it's near St Enton Market. It's that side of St Enton, right. and it's a small DIY venue. I know that much of it, but loads of gigs are there, and quite a few decent sized Nottingham bands have played this. It must be something to it, so definitely worth checking out.
Well, I've just got visions of me showing that, because this whole bring your own beer thing, right? It's like, if you go down there with other people, it's kind of alright, but there's something I can't help thinking, I'd feel like a bit of a loner walking through Nottingham with 12 cans of Guinness and a couple of plastic bags on the way to a venue. What are you doing tonight? I'm going out drinking by myself, but there'll be other people there, but I don't know them, so I'm just going to stand in a corner and drink loads of cans and leave again.
Excellent.
That's a brilliant
idea. You'd be fine. It's an enter. That's the usual. It's fine.
Well, that is true. Yeah, I'd probably fit right in.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'll make sure I've got a slightly pockmarked face when I go as well. Other than that, I'm not doing anything. I am recovering from Blast Off. It was a big old deal. And hello to Scott, who I will be putting up on my Facebook page. Some of you are my Facebook friends. I will be putting up a number of photographs from the festival, some of which feature this guy, Scott, who's one of my new mates, who is a very talented photographer.
Okay.
And was there every night. And you know what? He outdid me. Every night he was there before me and he left after me.
Wow.
And except the Sunday night, when he left early, straight after the laundrettes had finished. But he only left early because he was going to another gig.
So, oh, jeez.
Festival wasn't enough, so he had to go to a gig at the rescue rooms as well. Anyway, I am taking it easy as well, so I think we should crack on.
Okay, cool.
All right. Two more songs in a row, and the last two we're going to play this week from the new Cherry Red compilation that's out now, and we're already up to G, Tony.
Well, that's quick.
Yeah, I know, and it's two bands in a row, both starting with G. Don't forget, these are of the ones I picked.
Sure.
So, of the 100, there's probably one of pretty much every single first initial in the alphabet, but of the ones I've picked, we're straight to G. So stay tuned for Girls at Our Best, Tony, who we'll be talking about afterwards. First up, one of the better-known bands from post-punk, Gang of Four, that went on to influence a lot of bands, including Red Hot Chili Peppers, from memory. With their pointed and discordant punk funk.
Right.
It has been argued the track we're about to play was in fact the first post-punk song, although there is a lot of controversy about whether it was or not. Anyway, point is, Tony, what is the Leeds band Gang of Four's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Gang of Four Band.
Facebook.com/Gang of Four Official. Paulie Winsnett 3, Tony 4, and this is Damaged Goods.
Thinking that I love you. You do the rest. It's your only in your hand. It is your only in your hand.
You're listening to Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
It being Guana Bats means it's 3 G's in a row. We're 3G, Tony.
Oh, right, finally.
How about that? That was a track called Girls At Our... Oh, sorry, that was a band called Girls At Our Best with an exclamation mark. Girls At Our Best! And a track called Warm Girls, which is actually where they got their name from. They were called something else. And then there's a line that you would have just heard towards the end of that song where they start chanting Girls At Our Best, and they became Girls At Our Best. There you go. I won't say Girls At Our Best much more, I promise you. I might say it once more.
Okay.
But yeah, and... that song is longer than what you just heard, but it's got about a minute's coda. Can I call it that? About a minute's... well, it's not a coda because it's music rather than words, but it's there's about an instrumental minute at the end of that song that we faded out before we got going, just because otherwise that section would have been too long.
Yeah.
If only we could fade out my talking a bit more often. Some of the other sections might have been a little bit short as well. Tony, what is... Oh, and they're also from Leeds.
Oh,
so
cool.
Two bands in a row, starting with G, both from Leeds, who are post-punk and on the same compilation. How about that?
Wow.
What is Girls At Our Best website?
girlsatourbest.co.uk.
girlsatourbest.com, which meant I said girls at our... I've said it again now, which makes it Paul of the Internet 4, Tony 4, with one track to go. This is exciting. This is exciting.
It is.
Tony, have you got a twat?
No.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, it's been a while. I can't remember the last track I received, but... if you, I'm still willing to accept them, so if you can email me your twats, that would be much appreciated. Email me tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twats' name, where they're from, and the reason it is that simple. All twats receive with thanks. Every twat responded to.
Well, the thing is, Tony, that when we don't get a twat through, I have to think back to who I might have upset now.
Right.
So, because we were getting a lot from Sussex Saint, maybe he's just going through a good patch.
Could be.
And then who else did we have in the film? We had a few from Seth Catmilker and Son.
Yeah, Timo's sent a few through.
Timo sent a few through, yeah. So if you haven't sent us a track before, please do. We do read your emails and you reply. I don't always reply, but you always reply, don't you?
Yeah, or send us the twats.
Yes. Yes. Send us your twats. So, Tony, this gives you the opportunity to do something else instead. Got any ideas?
I was going to plug our face, no, iTunes thing, because I haven't done it in a while.
What an excellent idea.
It's been a few months since I've checked it, but we are on iTunes. If you have an iPhone, I'm sure you get our podcast through iTunes. If you can review us on iTunes, that would be great. There's a chart on there. It's a very strange how it works, but if you do review us, we move up quite a lot, because not many people review podcasts. So if you can review us and you haven't done so already, please do. Easiest way to do it, go to punkyradio.com. There's an iTunes link. If you hit that, it will open up the iTunes music store where you can review us. 5 stars only, obviously. And we'll read out the review. If you're not in the UK or the US, email me your review or your two-letter ISO country code and I'll find it myself. And we'll feature on the show.
Oh, you and your two-letter ISO country codes.
I know. Do you love a good ISO code?
Tony, one last track this week.
Hmm.
A band called the BC Experiment. They're a newish band. They've got an album coming out shortly. And frankly, they've pestered me.
Right.
They've pestered me. I got 3 emails from them saying, are you going to play us? Are you going to play us? Are you going to play us? And I just said, back off. I'll play one again. And I can play them now. And as the last track this week, Tony, we're not let down. When Punky Radio started, in the remit was that we couldn't play a song without swear words in.
Mm.
Yes. The song you're about to hear has got enough to have lasted us a year when we first started out. The BC Experiment think it's the sweariest song ever. I think the Bleach Boys would have something to say about that. But anyway, this is one of those, if you are listening in a public area, I'm thinking, Tony, about the Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
Or perhaps the Lilacs.
Hello, the Lilacs.
Where if you have got any locals in of a nervous disposition, you might want to get them out before we play this. Anyway, let's see what you think of this. It's a cracking song. What is the BC Experiment's Facebook page, Tony?
Facebook.com/BC Experiment.
Facebook.com/TheBCExperimentBand. Paulie B and the Internet 5, Tony 4, and I am going to give this... mnemonic. Is it one of those when you do the letters? Is that a mnemonic?
Oh, we've had this discussion with Chantel, haven't we? I can't remember.
I always get confused.
Yeah.
Anyway, It's actually, it's not FOADUC, but it is FOADUC. But for me, I'm saying this is the Beastie Experiment for a duck.
Oi, oi! Let's get out of the pub for a quick beer, shall we? See, Steve. Oi, mate, ain't there no time, though, see? I go over kids, all right?
Yeah, not too bad.
Fuck off!
Hey? What?
Fuck off!
If I done something to upset you?
Fuck off! And I, you can't, I say, fuck off! And I, you can't, I say, fuck off! And I, you can't, no off! Fucking lies, yeah, I say, fuck off! And I, you can't, I say, fuck off! And I, you can't, I say, fuck off! And I, you can't, no off! You, you were dead 2 years and nobody knew. Cause no one gives a fuck about you. You're a signing prick, nowhere to go. No one fucking likes you, so fuck off. And die, you can't, I say fuck off. And die, you can't, I say fuck off. And die, you can't, no one fucking likes you. You gave a funeral and nobody came. All your life's been a fucking shame. No one gives a fuck about you, so fuck off. Fuck, fuck, fuck you, I said fuck off. And I, you can't, I said fuck off. And I, you can't, I said fuck off. And I, you can't, no one fucking likes you.
See you next week. Give a love to the wife and kids, won't you? Yeah, all right, son. See you next time. What a cunt.
Oh, hey. In a cabin. Down by a canyon. Bunch of cunts.
Well, that's about the swearing size of it for this week. Tony, perhaps you could mention the online stations that carry this show.
Yeah, we're on Podunk, Podunk Radio, that's P-O-D-U-N-K radio.com, and we're on Radio Andra, that's Radio Andra, A-N-D-R-A.S-E.
Two stations that we are proud to feature on. Make sure you give them a listen if you get the chance. If you see a bloke walking around Snenton Market on Saturday night carrying two bags of what appears to be tins of beer, don't mug him. Just walk up to him, and if he's got a spare one, he might hand it to you. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.
Bunch of cunts.